Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of 10 Minutes for the Planet. Last week we took a closer look at the presidential candidates' environmental programmes, beginning with the hotly debated nuclear energy issue and general energy transition prospects. This week we'll look at the candidates' views and propositions for agriculture. François Fillon believes in a simplification of jurisdictions for agricultural practices. He would like to strictly align French jurisdiction to European standards and eliminate the rest. Fillon would also like to increase investments for biotechnology research as well as 3.0 agriculture. Fillon's keywords here are research and European alignment. Candidate Cheminade would like to lighten current ecological or climate regulations that can be a burden for French farmers and place them at a disadvantage on the global market. He would like a strong European common agricultural policy that keeps an open market for agricultural products while establishing certain mechanisms to regulate production and prices. Dupont-Aignan takes a similar stance here, although he strongly insists on favouring local productions and the Made in France label, in addition to providing better social protection for farmers. Asselineau would like to keep the Common Agricultural Policy subsidy system, but have it managed by our national government. Macron seems to have large ambitions for social plans for farmers. He would like to widely open unemployment rights to offer more security, in addition to access to training, which would keep farmers up to date on innovation. Macron wants to encourage young farmers by offering them credits, and he would also like to slowly but surely eliminate pesticides, starting by those presenting a health hazard, as well as by developing alternatives. Macron's agricultural plan totals almost 5 billion euros across the next 5 years, and most importantly, favours eco-friendly farms. Le Pen's keywords are very clearly national policy and quality. She would like to strengthen French legislations that the European Common Agricultural Policy may have weakened. She wants to go further than Dupont-Aignan in favouring local production and consumption systems. Le Pen strongly stands for prohibiting imports, both European and non-European, that do not respect stricter French standards. In the same vein, she plans to develop agricultural exports by putting forward high quality and tight regulations of French agricultural products. Similarly to Macron, she would like to encourage young French farmers. Le Pen would also sign the end of large-scale intensive livestock farming and has taken a stance about animal well-being. One of Mélenchon's fights is for radical change in agricultural French practices. He is a solid supporter of a full transition towards local and organic agriculture. Mélenchon would like to impose local and organic food in public catering systems, such as at schools. He refuses the use of GMO products and those with dangerous pesticides. He would also like to lower our consumption of meat and increase well-being in livestock. Candidate Poto has similar views in wanting to regulate pesticides, as well as favouring short circuits for a 10-year transition to organic agriculture. Amon, on his side, is taking the same direction as Mélenchon and Poto, although not as drastically. He has promised a 50% rate of organic consumption in public catering and would like to push for local and organic agriculture by reducing taxes and encouraging uses of alternatives to dangerous pesticides, as well as by creating legislation on animal well-being. Candidate Jean Lassalle is a farmer's son and defends small-scale local farmers against productivity-led systems. However, he does not oppose large-scale farming. He has yet to publicly develop his full views and plans. Nathalie Arthaud has taken a stand against a profit-oriented system that takes advantage of many workers. That was our second episode looking at our presidential candidates' environmental programmes. See you next week to continue the focus.